At 7:06, it is partly sunny. We're at 59 degrees in Tulsa. We should reach a high of 75 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Public Schools will look for additional ways to save money. With cuts from the state, nearly 75 teaching positions will be trimmed. TPS Operations Chief Ben Stout told the school board last night that another $700,000 could be saved by trimming 28 bus routes to the magnet schools.
TPS is to the point in many areas we are going to have to start reducing services. And one of those services, as President Percival mentioned earlier, is non-mandated transportation.
Other changes could be made to district athletics as a way to save money. The district has lobbied lawmakers for more money, but so far nothing has happened on the state level. Tulsa police this morning are investigating an overnight shooting. It took place at the 727 Club on North Sheridan near I-244. Two people were shot after a ruckus inside the club spilled out onto the parking lot. The shooter was apparently riding in the bed of a pickup truck. Work on renovating Tulsa County's courthouse entrances could begin later this month. County Commission's Chief Deputy Mark Leota says a meeting with contractors will be held this week.
Obviously, the construction company wants to start as soon as possible. We'll have the pre-construction meeting this week and should be able to set a date very soon, within the next couple of weeks, to start construction. If they can start, you know, sometime in May, we think it's very possible to be done by the end of the year.
The $1 million project will enhance security, improve traffic flow into and out of the courthouse, and make the entrances handicap accessible. The flu season is behind us for another year here in Oklahoma. Dr. Lawrence Burns said is an epidemiologist with the Oklahoma Department of Health. He says it was a very mild season.
For 2012, there were 9 influenza-associated deaths that were reported. Compared to last year, that same time frame, it was 22.
Hospitalizations were also cut in half. We will go in detail on this story coming up in just about 25 minutes from now at 7:35 here on KWGS. Governor Fallon and the leaders of 2 Oklahoma American Indian tribes will meet on a task force to try and resolve a dispute over water rights in Oklahoma. The tribe sued the state and Oklahoma City last year in federal court to stop the Water Resources Board from selling the water storage rights in southeastern Oklahoma. A $7 million contract is awarded to Manhattan Road and Bridge Construction for more work on Tulsa's interdispersal loop downtown. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation awarded the contract yesterday. ODOT's Kenna Mitchell says the work could start this summer.
Start the project sometime in about 2 months or so. We would be looking at having to close the ramp throughout the duration of the project, but the direction that it's going, it should not affect any of the detour routes that we have in place for the Arkansas River Bridge project.
Now, this is the ramp from westbound 244 to southbound 75. The work is expected to take about 5 months once it gets underway. Action by the Tulsa Fair Board prompts a nonprofit support group to consider disbanding. The Expo Square Board will not renew a naming rights agreement with Friends of the Fairgrounds Foundation. The head of the foundation says that could mean an end to the nonprofit. Fair Board Chair Fred Perry says he would hate to see that happen.
Don't see why the chairman chooses to equate it to possibly ending the Friends of the Fairgrounds organization, because there are Friends of the Fairgrounds organizations all over the country that don't have naming rights.
Perry says dropping the naming rights was strictly a business decision. Our weather forecast, sunshine and pleasant, a high today of 75, clear, cool tonight, 52 for a low. Now at 7:10, it is partly sunny and 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.